Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The World Health Organization last week came out with an estimate that around about 15 million people had died or had died during the COVID pandemic. That is an incredibly, incredibly large number. And in fact, it's around about three times more than the number that we had thought had succumbed to the disease. What has gone on here? Professor Adrian Puren, Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
All right, I think. Thank you, man. Still got that earworm from your last Coldplay.
Sorry about that. That is what happens. And I just hope it doesn't last you the entire day. Either way, what has gone on here that we've suddenly got this revised number and we're now talking about 15 million people having died during the pandemic?
Yeah, so I can use the South African setting to explain some of that. And I think that that's one of the advantages that we do have in South Africa. I know we have several challenges, but one of them is that we actually do record what we call excess mortality. In other words, while there were real-time reports of deaths recorded at, for example, hospitals, however, when you looked at the data from Home Affairs specifically, the numbers of deaths there were far in excess of, if you like, a baseline from the previous year. And in fact, those deaths paralleled in the main when we had the large outbreaks, when we had the various variants of concern and we had the various resurgences. Mortality certainly reflected a very different picture from Home Affairs versus what was actually being reported. And those were what we call the excess mortality. And it's likely that the majority of those deaths were they to be analyzed, again, we don't have all the codes, are probably, although they are recorded as natural deaths, are likely a consequence related to COVID-19 infections. So if countries don't have those particular systems in place, then obviously you could certainly under-report or under-record the actual deaths as a result of COVID-19. And that's what's actually happened worldwide, where in many countries, and I think for the African continent, I think there are only about four or five countries that actually record so-called excess mortality to give you a more truer picture of actually what is actually happening with regard to COVID-19.
When we talk about these deaths and these excess deaths, do we know how many of them are actually COVID-related and how many or what percentage of them is COVID-connected? In other words, maybe people that couldn't get to hospitals, people who might have neglected other chronic illnesses during the pandemic and things like that.
That's going to be a very hard one, I think, to show. But I think there's some thought that the majority of those deaths likely people who did not present for testing and hospitalization and care as a result of COVID. So it's probably a combination of that. But I think that's really going to be very difficult to show until we get all the codes, which I think Stats SA does. So we'd have to look at the coding in terms of, was this a result of an infectious disease or not, to really give us a sense of whether or not it was COVID-related. Our thoughts are that it's most likely related to COVID.
So more directly, when we're talking about the 15 million people, we are talking about 15 million people who have succumbed one way or another to COVID. Not people Absolutely. Necessarily, only a smaller percentage of that having connected because of other ancillary issues.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. Because, again, as I said, when you look very closely at the MRC reports, you can see the excess mortality, especially in the older age groups. And those are really closely matched with the actual resurgences. I know there's association, not mostly causation, but I think in this particular instance, it's most likely as a result of COVID-19 infections, yes.
Does this number surprise you?
Not necessarily, but it's concerning that such a large proportion of people were not able to access care. And in fact, remember those pictures that we initially saw when we looked at Europe and other places, and then in our own country, when we looked at Eastern Cape, our health system was really overwhelmed during some of those resurgences. And again, so imagine, were people to really access treatment and care, that in fact we would have similar pictures on our television screens and writing about them. So it does not necessarily come as a shock, but I think as a country, and as countries, we still need to really face up to the fact that a fair proportion of people had actually died as a result of COVID.
And in terms of looking at regional deaths in certain parts, maybe looking at Africa versus Europe, will we ever really know? Because whereas parts of Africa have a lot less access to medical care, there's also less ability to rely necessarily on the stats that come out of those regions. So will we ever really know the impact of COVID to a full extent?
Maybe not to the full extent, but I think we could certainly, again, there are various models that can be developed, based on population structure and unlikely excess mortality, to give us a sense of what the actual, well, as close as possible, what the estimates would be. Obviously, there'll be the range, again, and confidence intervals, possibly. But it will certainly give us some idea, as the WHO has done now, to give us a better sense of that. But it just, I think, raises the whole point about having systems in place and to really monitor carefully what's actually happening around, for example, the health system, in order to ensure that one plans appropriately. Because this just highlights the fact that perhaps our systems of access and our ability to care is more fragile than we actually know it to be.
If we look at the numbers here, the 15 million versus the Spanish flu, for example, is it comparable?
I think I may have to relook at that, but I'm not sure that they are currently. But I think it's certainly different to influenza in South Africa, at least. When we look at the model data, again, it's model data, not actual data from South Africa. Model influenza data shows about, I think it's at 11 million deaths a year, and not 11,000 deaths a year, whereas, you know, we're looking at 300,000 deaths a year as a consequence of, or 300,000 deaths thus far as a consequence of COVID. It's a very distinct.
Right. No. I was more referring to the last pandemics that we've had, in terms of looking at the death toll, in relation to, let's say, the number of people that died in the early part of the 20th century from flu, versus, you know, in terms of the world population, and looking at COVID now. Did we actually do better than they did back then?
It's probably we have done better, and or because of our particular systems of care and so forth. So I think that makes it somewhat a different pandemic compared to the so-called Spanish influenza.
Right. Unfortunately, that is all we have time for. It is 8:54. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. That was Professor Adrian Puren, Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, talking to us about the count. How difficult is it to really ascertain the number of deaths because, or as a result of the pandemic?